Parking for delivery drivers on Kirkwood Avenue has become more of a challenge recently, and the city of Bloomington doesn't have a clear solution. Isabella Vesperini has more on this week's City Limits.
Shane Lauder has been making deliveries for DoorDash since last year. She struggles to find parking spots on Kirkwood to pick up her deliveries. She tries to pull into the alleys in between restaurants. But on days when there is a sports event, like when the IU men's basketball team played Maryland, parking is impossible.
I gave up three orders that I was assigned to pick up from businesses on Kirkwood, and I always gave the reason there's no parking, the traffic's too thick, it's game day. You know, there's just no way to do it. That was income I gave up because I couldn't find parking.
Michelle Wall is Parking Services Director for the City of Bloomington. She says double parking on Kirkwood has become more common since more people had food delivered during the pandemic.
With the emergence of third-party meal delivery services on top of traditional in-house delivery, you know, restaurant services on top of Uber and Lyft and all the other commercial vendors that are out there, this does become problematic. It is a curb management issue.
Wall often gets reports of cars illegally parking on Kirkwood in the evenings. She usually receives about 2 to 3 calls a week.
Oftentimes, we can't get there fast enough when we get the calls. Our top priority is safety. So if it's unsafe, then unfortunately, that is the first violation we will hand out.
DoorDash doesn't cover traffic citations. Lauder usually avoids double parking and tries to park in the alleys when possible. Anyone can park in the alleys for up to 30 minutes.
There are some alleys I pull into and put on the hazard lights and then just run in, get the food and run back. I'm not willing to obstruct traffic on a busy day. I know that that's dangerous for everyone.
An employee from Noodles & Company on Kirkwood said they do not have designated spots for delivery drivers. Drivers often park on the side of the road in front of the restaurant, put their hazard lights on, and quickly pick up the delivery. This is considered illegal. Wall says the city will begin a parking study in the next 2 months to evaluate how to improve parking for citizens and delivery drivers.
The recommendations we get from our parking study will help us give them options. At this time, I would suggest don't illegally park, don't park in an ADA, and if you do park in a meter, feed the meter, don't leave your car in a traffic lane.
Wall wouldn't specifically say whether there are enough parking spaces for delivery drivers in the Kirkwood area.
I think there's enough parking spaces on Kirkwood, again, with the emergence of the third-party meal delivery services and, you know, the traditional, they are competing at this point. But the only thing I can say is that we're doing our best to get out there and make sure that people are moving and having the traffic move.
This summer, Kirkwood will be close to cars for the city's annual outdoor dining program, limiting parking even more. Lauder said parking a few blocks away and walking isn't a feasible option for her.
The thing is, the delivery app, DoorDash, times you. If it takes too long to get to a pickup spot or to a delivery spot, you're in violation of contract.
Will closing Kirkwood ultimately create fewer problems or more problems with delivery drivers finding parking?
One of the goals of closing Kirkwood is the walkability of downtown. So people parking further and more and walking, which is a, you know, healthy benefit too. So I think that they'll just have to adjust to walking and making sure that the ADA stay open for those people that want to come and visit our town.
The city's parking study is expected to last 19 months. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.